It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, have you joined the Opinions Matter WhatsApp channel yet? Well, if you haven't, let me tell you how the WhatsApp channel works. The WhatsApp channel is an opportunity for us to keep you in touch with everything that's going on Opinions Matter. So every day, we will send you a link to our latest podcast to save you the hassle. If you're not subscribed to Spotify or whatever, you'll get a notification from us every day that leads you directly to that day's podcast. We also keep you up to date with when the show is live on Facebook. We send you a link for that. Now, we won't spam you. We won't annoy you. We will send one, maximum two messages a day, all about Opinions Matter. So, if you would like to subscribe to the Opinions Matter podcast channel, you can either search for the Opinions Matter podcast channel, or you can send us a WhatsApp with the words, add me. Add me, and if you send us that to 085-825-2626, we will send you a reply that will have the link for the WhatsApp channel, and you just subscribe from there. And as I said, it gives us the opportunity to keep in touch with you and let you know everything that's going on the podcast. So once again, send the words add me to 085-825-2626, and we will send you a link back to our WhatsApp channel. Becca got in touch with us by WhatsApp, as it happens, on 085-825-2626, and asked us to cover this one. Why don't you have a listen to this? Interesting conversation now we want to have with you. So this is Becca, and she said, if you do cover this on your podcast, leave my full name out, please. I want to talk about workplace bullying. I'm on doctor's leave from my job right now because of bullying by my job manager. It's a well-known clothes shop. Now, she actually did give us the name of it, but she asked us not to name it, which obviously we're not going to do. He used to always shout at me if I didn't do things right or if the queue was too long at the tills. Last week, I damaged a jacket by mistake, and he screamed at me in front of the whole shop. I had to go home crying. He's an absolute bully. But it went to head office, and I've been told that this is not workplace bullying, and he did nothing wrong. Can you talk about why it's not taken seriously? Because I'm having anxiety at the idea of going back in there, and I can't afford to leave the job or find a new one because I'm trying to get a mortgage. Do you not think this is serious bullying? And that is from a lady who just signed her name Becca. Like I said, she has told us the name of the store. It's an extremely well-known store. It's a local branch of that particular store. You will know it by name, but I'm not going to name it because obviously, in this case, I have one side of this story.
Yeah, I shop there. I shop.
No, I do myself.
I shop in that actual branch. I have shopped in that actual branch. I'm shocked, and I'm a bit embarrassed by some of you who've been commenting this already. So it's up on our Facebook page. It's been up on our Facebook page for the last hour and a half, and some people have sympathy for her, but then I want to get to the other comments, and we're going to talk to some of these callers as well during the podcast. She needs to grow up. She needs to grow a pair, says another person. What did Jess say as well? Becca needs to grow up. She's clearly shit at her job. I can't believe the amount of people. Oh, she's a snowflake. That's another one as well.
Are these not all true statements?
Absolutely not. Sorry, when someone has been, the rest of you, You're
also, what's the job of a manager? To make you do your job right.
You don't have to do it by shouting at someone.
Sometimes you do because the staff are frustratingly shit at their job.
My thing is sometimes the only way to get
through to staff is to shout at them, unfortunately.
My thing is, if you have to shout at a member of staff to get the job done, you're not a very good manager. I'm sorry, you're not a very good manager.
Okay, here he shouts at me if I don't do things right or if the queue is too long at the tills. Last week, I damaged a jacket by mistake and he screamed at me in front of the whole shop. Here's my thing.
But by the way,
you need to grow with
you cannot say
a thicker skin.
If that was your daughter, if that was Laura, yeah?
I'm sure Laura has been shouted at in work.
If
she's worked in retail for years. I'm sure she has been for not doing her job right, especially at the start when you're brand new. You need to be told, no, that's not how you do it.
Nobody should be shouted at in the workplace. Nobody. No matter what the...
Don't tell me you were never shouted at in the workplace.
Oh, I was.
Yes, and so was I.
Times are different. My training before I got into... Into this was in the restaurant business.
Yep.
And the restaurant business was renowned for Jesus.
Still is.
Chefs. I used to have chefs throwing food at me and stuff like that.
Okay, but that's a bit much.
If you left the food on the counter and went cold, it literally fuck it at you and get that fucking chicken out to that dinner, you lazy piece of shit, stuff like that.
Didn't do you any harm though. You became an excellent waiter.
Yeah,
because
I actually did. Yeah,
you became an excellent waiter because
there's no need.
You had somebody telling you what to do.
No, there's no need. There's no need for that. This girl is out on stress leave at the moment and I'm disgusted with you all making light of it.
Okay, I'm not making light of it. All I'm saying
is, by the way, can I just give you a statistic?
Just to clarify, I'm not making light of this.
I think
bullying is disgraceful. However, I don't think this is bullying. I think you have to expect that your superior in work is going to tell you what to do, and if you make a balls of it, sometimes they might shout at you.
No need to shout. There is no need.
Really are a snowflake.
No, I shout at my
kids.
I shout at my kids.
Well, there's no need for it. Let me ask you then, what's wrong with you shouting at your kids that isn't right in the workplace?
It's completely different.
It's still shouting.
Can I just tell you,
poor Snowflake is off on stress leave because she was shouted at. Actually, the more I'm thinking about it, she needs to get a job, go work from home.
Okay, first of all, Becca's going to come on the show. She's not able to at the moment because she's too stressed. By the way, this isn't doing her any good, you calling her a snowflake. Secondly,
Becca, you have to expect in the workplace that a superior, a manager, whatever, your line manager, is going to tell you what to do.
Becca's coming in. I just wanted to tell you all this and to have it on the record. So I'll tell you two things. First of all, the statistics that show that 20% of Irish workers have experienced workplace bullying, which has led to them taking leave from work due to stress or anxiety. Becca would be one of those, 20%. Now, we're going to be talking to Becca next week. She promised us she'd come on with us next week, correct? Let's see, because I want you all to hear Adrian on a future podcast telling Becca that she's a snowflake when she's on here crying.
All I said was, you have to expect your superior in the workplace to give out to you.
You called her a snowflake. That is not on, Adrian. I'm sorry.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Do you think she's being a snowflake? Dave!
That's the story, lads. In regards to bullying, I think sometimes it kind of depends on what type of working environment you're in. Like, if you're somebody who's working on a building site or factory-type job, kind of similar to what I'm doing, or, you know, fast-paced, high-stress places, you could expect to be shouted at if you keep making a bollocks of stuff. I'm not saying it's right, but, you know, it kind of comes with the territory, and it does teach you to kind of, grow thicker skin. At the same time, though, bullying isn't acceptable anywhere. And I think it goes into the realm of bullying when it's targeted, it's sustained, and it's malicious. And you seem to be the one that singled out. So if that is the crack for this girl, what I would recommend she do is make sure she has documentation, hard copies of emails, you know, any correspondence with head office. If she can get CCTV of the day in question, all the better again, and go to the WRC. Because there's a lot of people whose balls go back up into their stomach when they hear those three letters. Or do what I did to a guy who bullied me before for years. And just try to drive them out of the job. That's a way better form of retribution, I think.
Amber, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Amber?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks, Amber. Well, what did you want to say on this?
I think it's very cool the way some managers treat their staff. I remember I worked in... don't know if I should be saying that now, but...
No, let's be careful not to identify any store, if you don't mind, please. So,
a very large
supermarket chain.
Yes, I worked there, and I found that the manager there was brutal as well. She actually drove me to leave the shop and just get a new job altogether. I just couldn't hack it anymore.
And give me an idea of the way in which she treated you.
So, So basically, we had like a strict uniform to wear. So I worked on the checkout. So I had to wear a blazer and like slacks. So like a proper suit you had to wear. And this was the height of winter now. So I was freezing. So my brother worked in this shop at the time. So he had a fleece, like a branded fleece at the job. And I wore it in. And my manager said, why are you wearing a man's fleece? And I said, I don't see, like, what the point is. It's a labelled fleece. It's for the job. It's the uniform.
Okay, so it had the company's logo on it.
Yeah, it was the uniform, but it was just for a man. But it was just a blue fleece. Like, it was the same, like, as any other uniform. Like, the uniform.
And was there no equivalent fleece for women?
No, it was literally, I don't even know how it was a man's fleece. It was issued as a fleece. But she just said, why are you wearing a man's fleece? And I was like, what do you mean? What am I? I was like, it's freezing out there. I was like, I'm literally wearing the uniform. I'm just not wearing the blazer. And she was like, I want you to go home now and get that blazer onto you. And she laughed in my face.
Okay, that's one example, which seems very sexist, if nothing else, that there was no similar fleece for female members of staff. But anyhow, go on, keep going. What else happened?
So basically you get like a discounted card to spend in the shop. And I was with someone one day and they wanted to buy a garden furniture. And I paid with my card and they accused me of giving that discount to the person I was with, which didn't happen. So she dragged me into, well, she didn't drag me. She pulled me into a room and was like, by myself now, I should have had someone with me at the time for like proof or like to someone to be there with me. And she was like, how dare you give your discount to someone else? And I was like, what do you mean give your discount, my discount to someone else? I was like, that's my card. I can do what I want with it. And she was like, I seen you with that person paying for that. You shouldn't be doing that. So she pulled me into a disciplinary meeting with the higher staff of that company. And she was like, if this happens again, you're out. And I was like, it was so unfair. So she gave me a disciplinary form and she took my card off me. But at the same time, while I handed over my card, I gave her my notice as well. And she was like, why are you leaving us? And I was like, for this exact reason. Like,
and did you end up having to leave that job because of the way this manager was treating you?
I dreaded going into the job. It was my first ever job and it was just the worst ever. I couldn't wait to get out of it.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for Adrian to call you a snowflake, Amber. Why won't you call her a snowflake?
Let me ask the questions. Firstly, it was your first job. Did you report this manager for the way she was treating you?
Yeah, there was another manager in the shop because there's obviously different departments in the shop. And I said it to the manager and they were like, you just have to do what she says. And I'm like, but what she's saying is just so unnecessary and just dragging me down for no reason.
You see, the one thing that I will say is, that is the job. Now, obviously, her mannerism or her tone or whatever was bang out of order. But you have to expect being disciplined by a manager.
I know, but there's certain points. Like, when I left that job, I'm in my job now. And my manager is the nicest man you would ever meet. I screw up in the job. Everyone screws up in a job. Like, everyone makes
mistakes. I know, but that's exactly the point that I was about to make. Everybody does screw up in a job.
Still waiting for the snowflake commentator. Why don't you call Amber Snowflake?
Shut up, Jeremy, will you?
No.
Everybody screws up in a job. But as a result, though, Amber, you have to expect a manager to get annoyed or perhaps shout in order to make sure that you do your job properly the next time.
But if you want your staff to do a proper job, you treat them with respect. Because if someone speaks bad to me, I'm just not arsing. I'm just not going to be bothered.
You see, but this is the snowflakey bit that I feel with a lot of people, that they're just not able or not even prepared to take any sort of discipline from a superior in the workplace.
So Amber's a snowflake.
I think not being able to deal with...
We got there.
I think... Shut up, Jeremy, you absolute fool. Hmm. I think that an awful lot of people just aren't able for it, and this is the snowflake generation we live in now. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
I know, it's different being told what to do and then being shouted at. Like there's a calmer way to say it. You're meant to be professional in your job and they're just not being professional about it.
Okay, well, we're about to hear from a manager. Stay there, Amber, for a sec. We've a manager there, Mark, who's going to school you, Adrian, on how to... You've obviously never been... You wouldn't be a good manager, is it?
No, I never wanted to be a manager. I never wanted to be a manager. Shut up! Mark.
Adrian, you're wrong. I've been a manager. You never shout at your staff. I've had to discipline staff. You just bring them to the side. You have a word with them. You don't bully them. HR probably think about it because they're scared she'll put a claim in against the company, and they're most definitely behind the scenes looking for a way to discipline that manager, maybe even get rid of him.
All right, thank you, Mark. So you can discipline but never shout. Again,
that's coming from a manager.
Like I said, I have been shouted at in many, many jobs over the years.
What job have you been shouted at?
But the last one. The last one. The fella. The Welsh fella.
The fella? The Welsh
fella? The Welsh fella.
The Welsh fella.
You see him on the flag. The Welsh flag.
Oh, yeah.
Him.
He did shout.
He did shout.
Yeah. And you, you that day that happened.
I wasn't happy with it, yeah.
No, but you...
I was upset about it.
Sorry, what happened that day? That, by the way, this is a story for a different company we worked for where this particular individual that we had a run-in with screamed at myself and Adrian, mm-hmm. top of his voice, like spit coming out of his mouth.
Yeah, there was.
And when we came out of the meeting, the first thing that Adrian did, he was shaking. He picked up the phone, his hands were shaking. He says, I'm ringing the CEO, or not the CEO, I'm ringing the group.
Chairman.
The chairman of this company, and I'm going to get half that person.
But I didn't.
Because I talked you out of it.
Yeah, but I didn't in the end.
Only
I didn't in
I
the end.
I talked you out of it.
All right, let me go to line two. And Steve, you're on Opinions Matter. You've been listening to Amber's story. Welcome to the programme.
That's right, Adrian. How you doing? Yeah, listening with interest there, Adrian, to your previous caller. I think a lot of it is fantasy, Adrian. A lot of it is fantasy. I mean, I'm an employer. I've also been an employee over the years, so I've seen both sides of the coin, Adrian. I'll give you an example, Adrian. Many years ago, when I was over 30 years ago, when I was about 17 years of age, I did some work experience, all right? And it was a lot of blokes in the work environment. Particularly, I had lots of blokes working there. And I was a young lad, learning the ropes, a bit wet behind the ears. One of the blokes sent me down to an office for a long wait, right? You probably came across this guy in the past yourself. And I went down to the manager's office in question. I waited outside. And eventually the bloke came out and said, what are you doing here? So I was told to come here for a long wait. And the bloke said, well, you got it, didn't you? So, yeah, the joke was, you know, I was waiting outside the bloody office.
Mm.
But, I mean, Adrian, I wasn't traumatised by that. I haven't had flashbacks over the last 30 years. I haven't had sleepless nights over that.
Okay, that's slightly different, Steve, to ongoing...
In what way is it different?
That was a one-off piss take when you started a job, okay?
No, it was ongoing, Adrian. It was ongoing. It was it's banter. It's a bit of fun. People are taking things too seriously now. It's a bit of banter. I mean, people just have no sense of humour anymore. You can't bloody, you know, look at someone the wrong way these days, you're getting accused of something. That's the way it's gone. It's bloody ridiculous. And I didn't see it as a campaign of hatred against me. They were breaking me in, these blokes, breaking me in. And you know, if you can't take a bit of a slagging off a work colleague, then get out of it. You know, you're not bloody in the playground, you know what I mean?
Now, let me go to line one, and that is Matt. You're on Opinions Matter. Matt, how are you?
How are you doing, man? Thank you very much for letting me speak on air. Thank you very much.
And what do you want to say?
Well, I used to be a victim of the bullying at the workplace before. And I'd like to only just say something here that I'd like to warn all of these people who starting the new jobs out there, and they are put for that 3 months period, for example, at work, for the experience, to prove themselves.
Probation.
Sometimes it's a trap. It's just a trap, you know. Just you are trolled into the company who already has the problems, are basically morally bankrupt. Very bad management already existing, and there's a really bad atmosphere.
So what happened to you? And I want you to be very careful now not to identify the company involved here. But
No, I won't. No, I won't. I'm really far to name the company. That's fine. So what happened to me is, that's exactly what happened. And there was a job offered to me, and I knew the company. I knew the manager. I knew actually owner as well. So I decided to go ahead with this as I decided to progress a little bit, you know, and came back to the employment, you know, when the jobs came back after economic downturn. The economies are doing well, you know, so I said, this is the time, you know, to move on. And after Christmas, I received the phone call and I dropped the CV to the company, so they contacted me. So I was told, you know, look, you can start tomorrow. I said, that's fine. Okay. I just came over. I showed up, you know, at work, you know. And on the first day, I was told that that the job is actually, the man who actually owned the company, the boss, he's actually on the holidays. So he didn't know nothing about it. So we put you over here for two, 3 months. And if you prove yourself, you're a prospect, you know, for the position. I said, okay, that's fine. That's no problem. You know, that's not the big issue. So what happened was, like, you know, the staff, I was told actually that we'll work, you know, between two floors, you know, so I'll be basically coordinating a job at the office. So I did, and, you know, constantly the job was, I was preventing actually from doing my job, you know, by so-called the best staff. That was like basically a kind of society, because, you know, that's what I want to mention. In those type of companies who are morally bankrupt, there is a groups of people who, the bullying is more...
Can I ask you, Matt, yeah, did you feel so uncomfortable in the job that you left, or how did you deal with it?
I feel very confident in any job I'm doing. I'm tough enough as to somebody else to set over here to do the job, and I have a very thick skin, you know, but to a certain level, a certain extent, you know, I start actually breaking up a little bit, you know, and I had that pain in stomach, you know, and, you know, I feel sick when I was going actually, you know, to work every morning, you know.
Okay, so it really got to you, it really stressed you, it became extremely...
Anxiety.
Yes, you suffered severe anxiety as a result of what you were going through. Yeah. Now, Steve, nobody should have to suffer extreme anxiety just to go to work.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I said to you, Adrian, so what is your definition of bullying? That's what people need to explain to me. What is your definition of bullying? What you might call bullying, mate, I might call a bit of fun or a bit of banter. So, I mean, what is your definition of bullying?
Well, listen, you're not the one who going to question me from definition of bullying, you know, just, you know, you came up onto this radio as some bloody authority now at the moment, try to actually just find out my perception. So I answer you one thing. Bullying is whatever actually happened to you physically, directly or indirectly, as you place. That's in my old work words like that. If you actually suffer a morning and you're afraid to actually put your leg out actually from your home, and you're afraid to go to these people there and work and make your living, that's when
You're being completely over the top, mate.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
It's a bit of fun, mate. That's all it is. It's a bit of fun in the workplace. Do you want to be in a workplace where people take everything totally seriously and never have any fun? Is that what you want? You want a sterile workplace. I like to have a bubbly, friendly atmosphere in my workplace. Yeah. And I would not have any killjoys like you in my workplace. I wouldn't have them.
Hang on, Steve. How can you possibly say that somebody who's being bullied is any sort of a killjoy?
Well, again, Adrian, it comes back to your perspective of what bullying is, Adrian. I don't consider a lot of these things to be bullying.
Let me answer, actually.
Listen, mate, you've got an attitude problem anyway. I can tell from the way you're going on there, mate.
I wouldn't want to employ you, mate.
You've got an attitude.
Let him speak, Steve, for God's sake. Let him speak.
You can't stop talking, mate.
Let him speak.
There's your problem. It's not about bullying. It's about your attitude is wrong.
I don't think so. Because
your attitude is wrong.
Well, oh, really? I hear you a few times actually before on the radio. You always
say... Open your ears next time you hear me.
I hope you're doing well in your little company, you know. You might learn something.
You might learn
something. I hear you actually speaking to somebody before on air, actually.
Hang on for a second.
Steve, the fact of the matter is that this guy was suffering severe anxiety from the crap he had to put up with in his workplace.
Blah, 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 right. I've heard it all before, Adrian. Severe anxiety. I can't get out of bed. All that crap. I've heard all that crap.
Yeah, you're just a peaky, though.
Half the people in this country, Adrian, are on disability, are claiming they can't get out of bed in the morning because of bullying or some other bloody excuse. People need to get over themselves. People are taking things too seriously. It's a bit of fun in the workplace.
You clearly have never been a victim of workplace bullying, then.
Well, Adrian, I told you when I first came on the air, I was at the butt of my colleagues' jokes when I was a work experience lad all them years ago. That went on for months, Adrian. The boys were played pranks on me all the time. But as I said to you, I'm not getting therapy 30 years later for that. I'm not having sleepless nights over it. I'm not traumatised. It was a bit of fun. They break you in. When you've got to join a company, the bloke, especially if it's a gang of blokes, they break you in.
This study that we're talking about today, 20% of the workforce has been bullied, leading to stress and other mental health problems. You're hardly going to belittle that, are you?
Well, I can speak from my own experience, Adrian. I think a lot of it is just people taking things too seriously. That's my opinion on it. As an employer, and also I've been an employee at different times during my life as well. And if you can't, you know, have a bit of fun in the workplace, if you can't take a joke, then get out of it. You know, I mean, you're not a 10-year-old child. You know, you're an adult. Surely you can take a bit of banter here and there. I mean, surely people can take banter these days, or a bit of slap and tickle with the women in the office. I mean, it's a bit of fun, Adrian. It's a bit of fun.
I don't know if you're aware of everything that's been going on in the last few months. Slap and tickle is a thing of the past, Steve.
I'm very aware of it. I can't even say slap and tickle now. Is that what you're saying to me? I can't even use that expression.
It's such an old-fashioned expression. Seriously,
Adrian. I mean, you've got to play the game there, because you're on the air and all that. You've got to walk on eggshells. I don't have to, mate. I'm an employer. I run my business as I see fit. I get people into my workplace who will do the job properly, but also people who have a good attitude about life, who are fun people, bubbly people. I don't want killjoys.
So if somebody came to you as an employer, and this is a genuine, serious question, somebody comes to you as their employer and says, "Steve, I'm being bullied by one of my colleagues. What are you going to do about it?"
Well, I'd make an investigation, Adrian. I'd find out. First of all, I mean, if the person was working with me for a long time, I'd take it seriously. If I knew, if they had previous in that kind of behaviour, or previous in being, you know, being, as you call it, a bit snowflakish, well, then I wouldn't take it very seriously. But if there was someone who'd been with me for a long time, I'd do an investigation, I'd make some inquiries. But ultimately, Adrian, I, unless it was very, very serious, I'd tell them just to get on with it or else get a new job. Simple as that. I think a lot of this is just nonsense. And a lot of people, you know, are walking on eggshells these days and looking over their shoulder. I mean, you're getting to the point, all these people on the TV, celebrities and all this, they brush past someone 30 years ago. You know, is that abuse? Do you know what I mean? It's getting absolutely ridiculous these days.
All right, stay there for a second, Steve.
Sorry for cutting across. Can I mention a couple of messages that are coming in? There's actually... We do this podcast every day, and we don't do it to upset people. Nothing
we don't set out to upset people.
We don't sit in and go, okay, how can we make people cry today? But there are now, Steve, there are two different people. By the way, one is male and one is female, messaging us here. Can you see these messages on Facebook that are in tears listening to the shit that's going on, because that's after triggering them, his behaviour is after... That has to be illegal.
Well, Vanessa is one person who's absolutely disgusted, Steve, listening to you.
Is that absolute gobshite? Trying to equivocate, having a laugh and a little prank with someone with actually a manager screaming in someone's face in public. Is he actually trying to equivocate the two? The guy needs to get his head out of his arse. Seriously, what happened to that woman who messaged you was that she was screamed at in public in front of customers, which is absolutely abusive behavior. And then he was backed up by head office. So what I would say to the girl is you need to document everything. Have a little work journal, bring it in with you, document what said, the times, the dates, who said what. Join a union, get some advice so you're not feeling like you're on your own, because I tell you what, if he's doing it to you, he's probably doing it to other people as well. Get some backup in your corner, find out what you're entitled to, the protections, the rights that you are afforded to you, regardless of what company you're with. And don't listen to arseholes like this who tell you to grow a thicker skin or it's only banter. It's abuse.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Nolene, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Nolene?
Fitzstrangle Steve-O there.
Yeah, what about him?
He is such a gobshite. I've never heard such shite coming out of someone's mouth. How can he claim that it's only a bit of banter?
He's basically saying people just need to grow a thicker skin, is really what I heard. And it's a bit of banter.
But he realised that woman's mental health is affected. Like, I can tell you here now, that if that was my daughter and a manager roared at her in public, it'd be the guards he'd need to call and write HR.
For what?
I'd be dug out for screaming at my daughter.
It's not illegal.
It doesn't matter. you're abusing someone. Like, that woman is terrified. I don't, unless you've gone through a stage where you are actually physically sick to your stomach of having no choice but to go into a job, you can't understand exactly what it's like. And as for gobshite saying that's only a bit of banter, what them lads did to him was exactly what used to happen years ago, where a carpenter would send an apprentice to a hardware store to get a glass hammer. That's banter. But being sure
even that sort of banter, and this is the point that Steve was making, he was sent in one of his first jobs for a long wait, and he...
That's not bullying, though. That's not bullying.
No, but
not bullying.
There are some people
bullying
who think
that's
disgraceful.
Bullying is when it physically and mentally... Bullying is physically and mentally when it affects you.
Okay, Nolene, earlier on, Jeremy said at the start of this podcast that he frequently shouts at his children. What is the difference?
I didn't say frequency. I do from time to time.
Well, okay, from time to time, you shout at your children.
No, only
Only
if I can't be heard because there's three of them in the room screaming at each other. Stop shouting, I'll say. I don't scream at them constantly. But the difference...
I'm asking what the difference is.
But you're a parent. You have no control over stuff.
This person is a manager. Same dynamic.
But she has no... That employee has absolutely no reason to be roared at. There is a way of doing things. If she is making a mistake every minute of the day, it's his job as a manager to take her aside and say, okay, listen, this is the way it should be done. I understand you're new, but this is the way. Not go off bellend and roaring and shouting at her in public. Take her aside. Say to her, this isn't the right way. We're going to have to get something sorted. If not, I am sorry. You're not right for this employment. But don't roar at a person. Like, I'm 10 years now. If I was in that store and I heard him roaring at her, regardless of whether I knew the woman, I would say to him, and I have done it, where waiters have been abused by the managers. And I've said, that's not really right the way you speak to your staff.
Now, I have witnessed staff being shouted at, and it's not a pleasant thing to witness. No. I did pull somebody up once in a particular race course at a race day, screaming at one of the lounge staff, and he absolutely lifted her out of it. And I did pull him up over it because it was so over the top the way he shouted at her.
The feeling of being so afraid to go into a job and being physically sick, and I know it. Like, to wake up in the morning and go, oh, sweet Jesus, please, no, I don't want to go in here. I don't. And it's not laziness
I do think that some people just take it too personally. You have to expect a degree of discipline.
Yep.
And
it's not a prison.
Yeah, I agree that.
Yes.
Would not be roared at in front of people.
Okay,
stay
there for a second. Let me go to Jess. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Jess.
There he is.
Well, Jess, what did you want to say on this?
Well, she's clearly shot at the job, isn't she? She's always getting shouted at. Just get better at your job or fucking go.
And is that your reaction to it? She's obviously bad at her job because if she wasn't bad at her job, she wouldn't be shouted at all the time.
Yeah, every job that I've ever got shouted at, I tell you what, I made sure I improved and I never got shouted at again. Just do your job better and don't give your boss a reason to have a go at you.
Well, what would you say to all that, Nolene? That she's obviously bad at her job or she wouldn't be shouted at all the time.
So that gives him the right to shout at her in front of people. If she was the worst employee in the world, that does not give him a right.
It does.
Mentally.
She's clearly
a
shit employee. And
how
shit of a worker can you fucking be?
It doesn't say in a contract that a manager has the right to bring to roar at you in the middle in front of the public.
Don't give a reason.
It doesn't matter.
It
doesn't matter.
It does fucking matter.
No, it doesn't fucking matter.
They're in the big booth.
It doesn't fucking matter.
They tell you.
They have no right.
That's what you say.
They have no, you don't. They have no right to treat you like shit.
If they say jump, you say how high. If they shout at you, you're clearly a shit worker and you're doing something wrong. There's always something doing something wrong because she's not getting better because the boss is still screaming and shouting at her. So she must be a shite fucking worker.
But hang on,
so
Jess.
Then,
Jess,
so then
the argument here is... That's the argument. The argument is if you're not good at your job,
she wouldn't have gone. She wouldn't have gone by now if I was him.
Jess, do you think it is acceptable for a manager to shout at staff members?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And if they take you wrong, then that's on them. You're clearly a snowflake. You need to grow the fuck up.
I did my job perfect.
No,
and I still got abused.
No, is a manager meant to talk all nice and softly? Because they'll just get walked over.
Nobody says that.
No, hang on.
But there's a way of doing things.
Oh, my God. Will you hang on a fucking second? No one is going to take you seriously if you bend down and be like, no, Becca, could you just make sure you do it this way, please, and thank you. No one's going to take you seriously. Would you go away with that?
Well, as somebody said in the comments a moment ago, Jess, that's why you'll never be a manager. What do you say to that?
Yeah.
Well, because if I ever did become that high, I'm not going to talk on nice and nice. No.
No, but Jess, with the greatest respect.
Either do the job right or don't do it at all.
With the greatest respect.
Do it right or don't do it at all.
Jess, with the greatest respect, you couldn't be a manager because you have psychotic tendencies. You literally scream your head off. Over. No, but you do.
You're funny.
No, I'm not meant to be funny. You scream your head off.
You're funny.
No. You have a very bad temper and a very short fuse. And those two things together do not.
Doesn't mean they won't take shite workers then, doesn't it?
Well, no, workers are not slaves, Jess. They're not just slaves.
No, but they are there to do a job.
They are.
Yeah, but it's not treating people with respect.
You'll do what I fucking say.
You see,
oh my God.
Even that language, you'll do as I fucking say. You can't speak to people like that, Jess.
But
if they get lost, you can either take the wages, do what I say, or get out.
And my argument, I don't agree that you should be able to shout at your staff morning, noon, and night. However,
How are they going to learn, Adrian?
What about that point? Okay, what about that point? What about that point, Jess? This is the equivalent to a child being put on the naughty step. Please do what you're told or you're going on the naughty step. And Jess is saying, no, that's not the way to get staff to do what you need them to do.
It's called having respect for your staff. That's what it's called.
So what about soldiers? Are they all getting mentally abused because they get shit with that? Is that wrong? Are you meant to say to them, all right, lads, can you please give me about 20 drills there? Thanks very much. Where does it end?
There's a big difference.
There's a difference in a girl being in a job.
Yeah, but you don't have to be treated like shite in a job. You don't have to have anxiety.
A soldier? What is the difference?
There's no need for a person to have anxiety with the thoughts of going into work.
Jess's argument and Steve's argument earlier was, if it doesn't suit you, if you're not good at it, if you're not able for it, well then move on.
Well, hopefully somebody else will get further against that manager and prove what a bully he is.
No, he's not a bully, he's just doing the job right.
And is that what you, have you ever been shouted at in the workplace, Jess?
I've been shouted at once or twice, and guess what? I made sure I never got shouted at again.
In other words, you did the job properly the next time.
Yeah, either do it right the first time or just don't do it at all.
And I bet you now, I don't know if you mind me saying this, but one of the companies you used to work for was McDonald's. You definitely weren't shouted at McDonald's because McDonald's management are trained in American-style management, and there is no way a manager at McDonald's would have shouted at you. Is that correct?
Oh, no, I got shouted at in the back. They didn't do it in front of everyone, but they did it at the back. There was one manager in particular who had it out for me, and she shouted at me, and I was like, look, say what you want, but I was like, I'm not taking this.
She was trying to make a point because she had it out for me since day fucking one. And what did you do? Did you leave?
I did, yeah. I was like, right, well, I'm not coming in tomorrow. I'm expecting new wages, and fuck you.
And that was the end of that. So your argument is, though, so did you not see that? You said she had it in for you. Did you not see that as bullying, no?
No. I was just like, if she has a problem with me, she can say it to me personally. She never did. She tried to make it out that my work was wrong. So I was like, you know what? I'm not dealing with this anymore. You can already say it to my face. So I was like, right, I'm not dealing with this anymore. Fuck you and fuck this job. I didn't go complaining to anyone. Okay, I just did it myself. I was like, right, fuck you.
Okay, stay there for a second, Jess. I want to bring in Emma.
Completely agree with Jeremy on this one. If you're a good manager, you don't have to shout at people. You can approach people and talk to them, be like, look, you need to do this better, need to do that better. And I actually think staff would probably respect you even more and do a better job for you if you're a nicer manager. I was in a shop in Blanchetown probably a year ago, and there was a girl serving me at the till, and the manager came along and started screaming and shouting at her, saying she was so slow and she'll never be on his tills again in front of me, like while serving me. And I asked for the store manager, and I wouldn't leave until she came down, and I went through her about him and saying that, like, you can't speak to people like that, especially in front of customers and stuff. And well, I watched and waited, and she called me into the office after. You cannot speak to people like that. Humans deserve respect, whether you're a manager, or he's saying that loves them or whatever, just have some respect, have a conversation with them. And then if it doesn't improve, you can sit down, a verbal warning. You do not need to shout at people, especially people under you in a job. I think it's a thing where too big for your boots and they think they can do what they want.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Emma has been back on again. We played Emma's voice note just a moment ago. She's been back on again and she is angry this time with Jess.
Jess, honest to God, you need fucking help. He's right. You are absolutely fucking psychotic. You'll never be a manager, ever. You'll still be on your little minimum wage job for fucking years because of your stupid attitude. There was a lady on the show, what, months ago, and she called you a fat lesbian or something and you fucking cried. So how would you feel that every day someone at you, someone at you, someone at you? You haven't a fucking notion. You need a serious wake-up call. I don't know who in God's name you think you are.
Do you want to respond to that, Jess?
Oh, now who's being the bully? You're going to be on a minimum wage job for the rest of your life. Like, now who's being the fucking bully?
But do you not get the point she's trying to make? That?
No, I don't. Because clearly she's another one of these agents who thinks that managers to be like soft, gentle parents. Like, oh, can you please do this next time? But what they do is they keep fucking up about 20 times over.
Okay, but
like,
Jess,
obviously the manager's going to be pissed off.
Jess, when you were screamed at the back of, and it's interesting that this was done at McDonald's, wasn't it? That they screamed at you.
It was, yeah.
Did you not feel threatened? Did you not feel upset by the fact that this person...
No, I sat there, waited till she was finished, and then when she just was, I was like, are you done? Can I go now?
But how loud was the screaming? How vicious was the screaming?
She had venom in her voice. She was about 20 decibels than her normal voice. It was like a chihuahua. Real, and I was like, okay, are you done?
And you stood there and took that and think that that's acceptable?
No, I sat in the office. I waited till she was finished and I asked, are you done? She said, yeah, I am. I was like, right. I was like, well, I'm done with this job. I'm not coming back in. I expect my wages. Fuck you.
Okay, let me go. Stay there for a second, Jess. John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing, Angel? How you doing?
John, you've heard Jess. You heard Steve. They're basically saying this is part of the workplace.
Two idiots. I just want to give you a quick story, Adrian. I'm going to fast forward this because I know you don't have time. My daughter is in college and she started a job. Now, your first caller there that actually was talking to you earlier on, and it's the same supermarket chain that that my daughter worked for. And I know what she's talking about. You got a discount card and what have you not. Anyway, she was enjoying this job. You know, it was a bit of crack for her, and it was a bit of money for her while she was in college. And I was driving her to work on the weekends and what have you not. And I was wondering, because it was 5 or 6 weekends in, and I said, what's wrong with you? No, nothing. You know, and I knew there was something wrong, Adrian. Look, you know your own kids, you know. And I said to her, I said, what's up? No, I'm great. You know, I just not feeling great. I said, all right, okay. And off she went, and you know, and this carried on for probably 2 weekends. And then, boom, got a phone call. Jordan one Saturday, I think it was one Sunday, because she was doing the weekends. And she was roaring and crying down the phone in the toilets. And I said, what's wrong? Oh, Dad, will you come and collect me? I says, what's up? I'll just come, please collect me. I says, right, okay. And again, Adrian, down 2 wheels up on the car. I was gone down to the supermarket and went in. What's up? Oh, and she came out to the car. She was roaring and crying. I had my 2 sons with me. And she told us what was going on. And by the stage, and I left that car like a lunatic with my 2 sons. We went in, and I tell you what, I was like a lunatic seeking out this manager. And I got him. Now, when I say I got him, I grabbed him. I said, come here, you bastard. I says, who do you fucking think you're talking to? I says, my daughter's name is blah, blah, blah. I says, who do you think you're talking to? I says, you big hard man. I says, talking to a little girl like that. Because she is my little girl, even though she's not a little girl anymore. But she always will be. You see, Jess, I'll finish off before I get to Jess. I was done with the Probation Act anyway, Adrian. I had to pay €200 in court for to charity of my choice, because he did send the guards to my house. And I was done for it.
But you see, hang on, John. What you did is worse than what the manager did in the first place.
I'm a father. That's what I do. You look, it is. I was wrong. I'm going to say it now. I was wrong. You know, I should have went down the WRC route, where I should have done this. I should have known better myself. I worked for myself. I should have known better for myself. And I did. I made a bollocks of it. I really did. I'm going to put my hands up. But the fact of the matter is, see these animals that are in the supermarket chain that I'm talking about. And I've been here now, I'm barred from that chain. Can I mention it, actually?
No, you can't. No, no, you can't. Right. For this specific one, no.
That certain store I'm barred from, but any other store I'm not. And I've been in them other stores because I like that store. You know, I like that certain brand. And I've been in there and I've seen the way other managers talk to their employees. And I pulled them up. I did, Adrian. I said,
but John, have you not got a bill? But John, that's not, you're not the, you're
it's not
the,
your place to yeah. be picking people up.
Everybody should. The public of you know, if you're at a shopping centre and you're seeing a manager screaming and shouting at anybody, now it doesn't matter if they're, you know.
You see, John, here's the thing. Here's,
well, you said it yourself. You said it yourself.
I know I did, and I did pick up a guy at a particular race course. I'm not going to name the race course. He spoke down to a young one like she was a dog, right?
So fair play to you. And I did put him up.
However, generally speaking, it is none of our business unless it's vile.
It is, and then because they shouldn't be doing it. And you have Jess there on the phone. Oh, well, if you don't learn the first, you know, these are absolute bastards. They shouldn't be in the job in the first place.
Well, Jess, there are some people that shouldn't be in management positions because they're just not suited to it.
Why? Because they're actually telling the staff members what to do, and the staff members should know better. You should know better. You were ran out of a job.
So you should be on my side saying that, yes, yeah, she was an animal and she was screaming and she did run me out of the job.
It doesn't matter.
Here's the fucking facts. I put him in his box, didn't I? He went calling the guards and he was shitting himself because I'd seen the face of him.
Who's the real animal? The manager doing the job or you picking
here's the
up
thing.
On
you
the
do
neck.
Not fucking it's speak you. To nobody like that. So that's my point today, Jess. And if you want to listen to
well,
it, you can if you want. The facts of the matter. Hold on for a minute, love. The
is
fact of the matter is, come here and I tell you something, you shithead. Come here and I tell you something. Her friends and all came forward, and her friends were in touch with her on the group chat. Hold on, listen out here. You ask a question, I'm going to answer it for you. They came in on the group chat and they even said it, that they'd all put a complaint in against that scumbag that was down there because they had enough of him. There you go. There you go. No, because he was a bastard to the people down there, Jess, you stupid bitch. Listen to me when I'm fucking talking to you. Seeing you, you're another arsehole as well. Why would you even back somebody up like that actually rang you out of a fucking job? Are you fucking stupid or something? Are you? Seriously, like, you get your shit together, you, will you? You fucking idiot, you. You know what I mean? Talk about common fucking sense here. You're actually serious that you let somebody run you out of a fucking job? And here, a big corporation like McDonald's, you would have made fucking 20, 30,000 out of that if you bring it to the courts.
No, guess what?
You
idiot.
I have
more respect.
You
idiot. I waited till she was finished. When she was finished, I walked in.
Yeah.
I didn't go running to my mom and dad for the rescue. I didn't go running off being like, Daddy,
were
you
going to
scream at her for me?
You see where they got me, you silly fucker, you. I ended up in court over it, and I didn't even touch the bastard. So what? Imagine if I had a punch the head on, what would I have done? I would have gotten 12 months, but you get up out of that, will you? And cop yourself on.
You would have deserved it.
Cop yourself on, will you, you fucking idiot, you. Come here and I tell you something. There is no fucking excuse, Jess. Hold on, Jess. There's no fucking excuse for anybody to be treating anybody like shit in a job. There is no fucking excuse, I said. There's no excuse. For anybody to be giving anybody shit in a job these days. No fucking way is that. If it's that's the case, get rid of them. Simple as that. Don't be giving them shit. Simple as that, Adrian. And simple as that,
like
Adrian.
You.
Or Jeremy. I wouldn't give anybody shit. That's the thing. I only give people
I'd
shit that give me shit.
Because
he was
having
been doing my daughter's fucking head in the last couple of months. That's why the little asshole animal like him.
No, because
that's
she didn't want to improve herself. She just didn't. She couldn't take
criticism. Didn't want to improve herself. She was doing the fucking job like the rest of them.
Okay, so John, let me just confirm.
Well, of course
then.
You're going to say that. You're going to come to the rescue.
Well, you fuck off, Jesse. I dope you.
Let me confirm, John. You don't believe any manager should shout at any staff member ever.
Not a hope. Listen, come here and I tell you something, Adrian. If that's the case, they shouldn't be the manager if they're screaming and shouting at staff. They should bring them off into a quiet place. Listen, here's the thing. You're underperforming. You're not doing the job properly. Listen, you know, there's a warning for you. You know, that's it, Adrian. There's no need to be shouting in public or giving people grief in public. And that's exactly what was happening with my daughter and her friends as well. And he was reprimanded for that as well, may I add. I didn't even get to say that, but he was reprimanded for that. You know, there's no need for that. You know, Steve there and Jess there, oh, she'll grow up here and this, that. Get the fuck out of here. You know, there's people out there that are making people's lives misery in jobs. The fucking animals like them. And they shouldn't be in that position, Adrian, as I said.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Let me go to Jason. You're on Opinions Matter in Australia, I believe, Jason. How are you?
I am, Adrian. How are you getting on?
Good, not a bother. Thanks, Jason. What do you want to say on this?
Oh, look, I think this day, it's just you can't say anything to anyone anymore. I currently work in a mine site in Australia, and we had a girl working for us, and she wasn't doing her work. She was taking extra lunch breaks, like maybe 2 hour lunch breaks during the day, finishing early, tell her to do her work. She lied to her face. Eventually, I'm her supervisor, got angry, told her to do her job. Then she went to management saying that I was bullying her. So it didn't go far.
Just was about to ask, what happened as a result of it?
So it didn't go far. She didn't last too much longer in the job, and just that was it. But you can't say anything to people these days because all.
And does that annoy you? The word snowflake has been used a lot on this podcast today. Is that what we have become, snowflakes?
It does annoy me. I think there is genuine cases, but it overlooks genuine cases of people just taking the piss, trying to get into jobs, then just don't want to work at the end of the day, you know?
And do you think that, I mean, John was going on there a minute ago saying that managers just shouldn't shout at staff. Those days are behind us. That's not the way we do things now. You should be able to correspond and discipline staff in a way that doesn't involve raising your voice.
Yeah, no, that's true. But everyone has probably a button that someone can push, and when that happens,
and
probably the heat of the moment.
And we all have that in us, that we see red, that it's just like, oh my Jesus, yep. Will you do your fucking job properly? Don't have me having to get angry. But you believe we've gone too far the other way, that you literally can't say anything?
I think that's the way it is. And like with this girl, I told her every day for about 2 weeks, every day to do her job, and she just lies straight to my face. Yeah, I'm doing it. And I said, no, you're not doing it, because I can't see you doing it. And then after about 2 weeks, and I just said, you doing it? I'm doing it. I said, no. And then that's when I said, no, you're fucking not.
Right. And Jeremy, this is the point.
That's where I went. And
Jeremy,
I'm being bullied.
This is the argument that a manager has to have the right to say,
oh yeah, but there's
to get annoyed.
There's a way to say it. In the same way, Adrian, that you went off like a little snowflake when your man, the dragon,
yeah,
you used to call him, when he shouted at you that time, you went off like a little.
Yeah, but it didn't do anything. I calmed down. It was over.
Yeah, but you're nearly in tears.
But next day it was grand.
Your exact words when we came out of that Meadmore, he had no fucking right to speak to me like that.
Yeah, and he didn't, but I still didn't go to the Workplace Relations Commission or anything of the sort. I just took it on the chin eventually. Jason, great to talk to you, and great to have you listening to Opinions Matter in Australia.
No problem. Thanks, boys.
Subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe to the podcast, Jason.
I listen to it every day when I'm working on site.
Well, do listen to it twice.
And I'm after going from the last 800 episodes in the last 6 months, and after listening to them all.
Oh, fair play to you. All right, good man. Great to hear from you, Jason. Thanks very much.
By the way, Jason, I know this is neither here nor there, Jason. When you're listening to our podcast in Australia, yeah, where you are, do you hear Australian ads on the podcast, or is it ads for like Casamoa and Forex and stuff like that?
It's all Australian ads.
Oh, that's really weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it's mad. Yeah, it's brilliant. It's amazing.
No, I do. That's on Spotify, but I do listen and I do hear your ads that you do promote as well.
Oh. All right, very good. All right, great to hear from you, Jason. Podcast.
Cheers, bye-bye.
Thanks
bye-bye.
Very much indeed.
I find that so weird.
Yeah, no, it is. It's mad. Yeah.
People listening to this podcast abroad, which lots do, a lot of my family and friends in America listen to the podcast because it's great for, they say, like my best mate who lives in
America. It's a taste of home.
He says when he's listening to this, he's right back home, back, because there's no other podcast like this. But they're hearing their local ads.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this podcast in America, there's going to be an ad coming up in a moment saying, head down to Denny's for some pancakes and bacon. Wee-haw.
Something like that. Stephen.
Hi, lads. Steve here. Love the show. Sorry, I can't come on and work. But ask and you shall receive. Roar and you will receive. And you don't roar. You ask someone, hey, Luke, do that or whatever. Don't roar him. Hey, cheers. Love the show.
All right. Thanks very much indeed, Robert.
How are you guys? Great topic today. First of all, I'd just like to say the majority of people are thinking Jess is an absolute fucking idiot. And if she ever got a manager position, I would love to work in that company because there will be lawsuits left, right and centre. And the company will be closed, so she'll never be a manager. She's the minds of a fucking peanut. As for shouting, a little bit of shouting, there's no harm in a little bit of shouting. Like, if that woman, I know it was bad, but if you think a little bit of shouting is bad in the shop, you want to go into what the defence force was a few years ago, or the fucking, even on the building site. Like, I was in the army 17, and even on the building site 15 and 16, and you want to hear the language and the screaming and the intimidation that you'd see, even in the army as well. Didn't do any harm to me. Anyway, I got on with it. Good job now, manager as well, so don't see any problem with it. Thanks, guys.
All right, Robert, thanks very much indeed. And we'll squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note, this time from Grace.
Managers are on the floor to delegate and to make sure that things are going well. And if they can't do that, then they're failing as a manager. It's not about the staff. If you can't keep your staff in check and keep them in line without screaming and shouting at them, that's on you. And if there is anything seriously wrong that they need to take them up on, they need to bring them to HR, or they need to have a conversation with HR. They cannot go around the floor shouting and screaming at staff. They're not allowed to do that. And it just shows their capability as a manager if they can't even articulate themselves well enough to delegate properly to make sure that the job is done right. Then that's too bad on them as a manager.
All right, Grace, thank you very much indeed for your message, and thank you, all of you, and for your messages. It was an extremely busy podcast
and
today.
I want to apologise as well for the people who did listen to this and were triggered by it or were upset by it. It's our fault. We should have put a warning at the start of it that if you have been... I want to say it now. If you have been affected by workplace bullying, first of all, contact the HR company within the company. Although my experience of HR companies is they'll always side with the company. They make you think they're on your side.
But they're not really.
Sure, how would they be? They work for the company. So get on to the WRC. The one thing that scares the shit out of companies are these three letters, WRC. Because anything that goes to the WRC ends up in the news, and no company wants to be dragged across that. Sure they don't?
Nope, they certainly don't. All right, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you are listening to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast, please hit subscribe and click on the little bell icon if there's one and allow notifications, because that way you will get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode, which, by the way, is 6 days a week in the afternoon. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you on the next Opinions Matter podcast.